Blog Talk Radio.
Want to say a hearty welcome to all of our radio guests, all of our friends, especially our Christian brethren who are supporting and encouraging this weekly gospel radio broadcast, where we broadcast to the whole world, over 1,500 different languages, over 5,000 different countries and nations of people. We're so glad to be back on the radio tonight. As you may already know, especially if you live in the United States of America, that this is a time of our season and of the year in which people are reminded to give thanks to God. I pray that you, like me, are a faithful, gracious benefactor of God's love, mercy, and goodness, and that we give thanks every day. But let me say this to those of you who are on tonight. This is a special opportunity because not only do we want to teach the gospel truth about the salvation that God offers for men, but we want you to be able to take notes and, if you would like, even ask a question. This is the Church of Christ of the United States of America coming to you tonight to share with you the truth about salvation, about membership in the spiritual church, which is the spiritual household and family of God, the only church that you will ever find written on the pages of inspiration as belonging to Christ. Why? Well, according to Romans chapter 7 and verse 4, Jesus Christ is married to his church. In other words, his church is his spiritual wife, and it, as such, she wears his name. All of the children who are the Christian members of the Church of Christ are his children and wear his name, Christ, and Christians only. In the Church of Christ, there are no Baptist Christians, no Catholic Christians, no Presbyterian Christians, no Lutheran Christians, no Methodist Christians, no such thing. Because we are all one and the same. We are all members of the Lord's church. We are all citizens of the kingdom of Christ. We are all in the household of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible says that Christ, a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we remain steadfast and obedient to the gospel will of God. You see, the name of Christ is very important. And we have found in religion today, there are so many various names of religious organizations and churches and doctrines that do not even measure up in any way, do not even reflect the gospel of Christ. But there are man-made doctrines and man-made churches and man-made creeds and man-made wills, and they teach them for doctrine, but they are false doctrines. They are not the doctrine of Christ. And when we find stuff like that, we have to recognize that man, in his wisdom, has ignored and has denied the name of Christ. But Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12 says, neither is there any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. You must be saved by the power the authority, and the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you have no salvation. You have no sanctification. You have no relationship in the Spirit with God. Your relationship is that of spiritual damnation, and you are destined for eternity in hell as a punishment. You see, man was created and given the image of God, that he's given a part of God's Spirit, eternal existence. And man is intended to live with his maker, his creator, his spiritual father, living away from and not living in the presence of God constitutes hell and pain and suffering for the soul of man. Therefore, it's important that we seek God's will through his written word and be sure that we might obtain the eternal life reward that God is offering. And that's why I say to you tonight, the Church of Christ, he built it, Matthew 16:18. Upon this rock, I will build my church. That rock is the rock of truth. The foundation of God's church is truth. What is truth? John 17:17. Jesus, as the man praying to his spiritual father, says, sanctify them, that is, save them according to thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God, the living word of God, which lives and abides forever, Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12. The word of God that lives and abides forever is the foundation of the true church of Christ. It is the foundation on which the church of Christ, the spiritual church of Christ, is built and founded. Jesus paid for the church. It belongs to him. Acts 20 and verse 28. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says to the bishops of the Ephesian church, take heed to yourselves and all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. We know that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood that we might have the right and the opportunity to eternal life. And so the church is those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ through obedience to his spiritual gospel. Jesus says, chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. This is Jesus giving instruction to his disciples, his true disciples, his true ministers. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you. He says, whosoever is baptized, whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever does not believe and consequently is not baptized shall be condemned. Somebody say, well, you mean God is condemning folk? No. Man, because of sin, is already condemned to eternity in hell. When you come to Christ, you don't come to Christ for condemnation. You come to Christ for salvation. Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for you will find that I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. That rest or that peace for our soul is the knowledge and the faith in the salvation of God through obedience to his word in the gospel. We must be baptized for the removal of our sins. Acts 2:38, that's what Peter told those men those Jews who ask him, "Sir and sirs, what can we do about our sin problem?" Because Peter and the apostles had convinced them and convicted them of murder, of ungodliness in declaring and requesting and requiring the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross, a man who was innocent, who committed no sin, who did nothing contrary to the will of God, and was not an enemy of the Jew, but is a savior of mankind. They say, "We made a mistake. What can we do about it?" Peter answers that question in Acts 2:38. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name," that is, by the authority and power of the name of Jesus Christ, "and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For all who obey the gospel of Christ, for all who obey God, God promises to come into your life and to dwell with your spirit, your soul man, as a comforter, as a guide, as a teacher, the presence of the Holy Spirit is God. God is Holy Spirit. God is Savior. God is Father. God is Husband. Jesus Christ is God." John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, so that we beheld his glory, the glory of the only man of flesh and blood that was begotten by God." Jesus Christ is the only man born in the flesh whom God produced. He is the Son of God. And you know this, the Son of God is God. Those Jews who understood their mistake on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47, they repented. And as a result, they were baptized into the church of Christ and began a new chapter in their existence, eternal life in Christ. Every New Testament convert that we read about in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 5, chapter 9, Acts chapter 10, everyone that we read about obeyed the gospel of Christ and were baptized in water baptism for the remission or the removal of their sin. You see, water baptism was chosen by God to be the means through which he would sanctify, that is, cleanse and save the soul of obedient of obedient ones to the gospel. God chose that. Some of these preachers say, "Well, there's no salvation in water baptism. The water can't save you." Well, the first statement is a lie, because Jesus placed water baptism on the map, and he placed salvation from sin in water baptism. The water can't save you. That's correct. The water doesn't save you. People think that the human body, the physical body, is being baptized. That's a false teaching. That's a false concept. That's a false understanding. And that's what false teachers tell you, that your body is being baptized. Your body is not being baptized. Your fleshly body is not a part of the spiritual kingdom of God. Everything about God's kingdom is spirit. Only your spirit man can be a member of the spiritual family of God, the spiritual church of Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Christ, the spiritual household of Christ, the spiritual wife of Christ. Only your spirit man. Your spirit man is baptized when you enter into obedience to the gospel by submitting to being baptized in water baptism for the removal of your sins. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul, by inspiration and recollection, declares that baptism washes away our sins. That's what Ananias the preacher said to him when Paul was there for 3 days praying day and night to God. Ananias the preacher, the minister of Christ, came and said, "Saul, Saul, why are you wasting time? It's not time to pray, Saul." He says, "Arise, get up, and let's be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." Okay? And have your sins washed away. See, the minister of God teaches that baptism washes away sin. The minister of Satan tells you that there is no salvation in water baptism. Water baptism is no account. It has nothing to do with your eternal life or salvation. They lie on the truth. Jesus placed salvation in obedience to the gospel through faith. And water baptism. You see, we got to believe God and not man. We got to believe Jesus Christ and not the pastor, not the reverend, not the priest, not the so-called holy fathers. Huh? No, we have to believe God. God said, if you are baptized, having believed the gospel of grace, you will be saved. You'll be saved from all of your past sins. And you'll receive the blessing of the forgiveness of sins through your obedient faith and your baptism in Christ. So that if you sin after first obeying, you have an advocate with the Father. We have a lawyer who pleads our case. He is the full payment price for our sins, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Jesus Christ, he paid the full purchase price for our redemption. We were redeemed out of eternal damnation into eternal salvation in the kingdom of Christ. If you haven't been baptized into Christ, then you haven't been baptized into his body, which is his spiritual kingdom, his spiritual church. You're not a part of Christ spiritually. You are lost and still in sin. And you need to obey the gospel truth. Be baptized for eternal life and salvation. Not for church membership. Church membership is an automatic process. Obedience to the gospel is a deliberate act on your part. You can't purchase your salvation, earn your salvation. All you can do is receive the gift of salvation from God through obedient faith. See, faith that obeys is faith that saves. Without obedience, faith has no power, has no strength. But when we believe and obey, then we are saved. That's what God said. Without obedience, he's dead. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 19. We must obey. We must believe and obey the truth in order to be saved. What is the truth? God's word. God's word is not ambiguous. It is written plainly. The Bible is translated into 1,500 different languages, the languages of men all over the world, and is understood in every language by those who speak the language. Just like we understand it in English, those who speak Swahili understand it in Swahili. Those who speak German understand it in German. Those who speak French understand it in French. Those who speak Italian, understand it in Italian. Those who speak Greek, understand it in the Greek. The Bible was written and given to all nations of men for salvation. Everyone who obeys the truth becomes a child of God, a Christian. Otherwise, you are not a child of God. There are no other identities for the slave soul in the Bible. We talked about the fact that as a slave soul, you are a member of the bride of Christ, married to Christ. We talked about being a slave soul, you are a child of God's spiritual family. That is the church of Christ. Christ, a son of his own house, whose house we are. You're a member of Christ's household. Christ is the head. Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. That is, he is the father and the husband of the church. He's the head of it. He's the head, and the church is his body. Every head has one body, and every body has one head. There are no two-headed saviors. There are no two-headed souls. There's only one calling us out of sin and eternal damnation into the eternal salvation that he has provided. He's calling us by the word, by the living word, which is written in the language of every nation, so that every man is subject to this gospel call. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, tonight is your night. Today is your day to consider that you must obey the gospel. Well, what do I do, Brother Williams? Well, you need to find a group of saints, obedient servants of God, minister of Christ, who will administer baptism according to the gospel of Christ for the removal of your sins. Thus, you being made a child of God by the power of God. See, man can't save you. The preacher can baptize you, but the preacher can't save you. Jesus saves. He saves by his own power. He is God the Savior. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 10. He is the Savior of all men. God set it up like that. God worked it like that. That's why he is the head of the body, which is the church. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1, and verse 22 and 23. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 4 and continuing through verse number 6, we read about the complete unity of faith, doctrine, and salvation in Christ. For there is one body, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. Listen to God. God says, I am it. I am your salvation. That's what Jesus is. Jesus is our salvation. He's our Savior. He is our salvation. He is our hope. He is our guarantee. You want to be guaranteed that you have obeyed the truth? Obey Jesus Christ, not the preacher. Jesus said, be baptized for the removal of your sin. You can't be saved with your sin. If baptism removes sin and you're not baptized into Christ, you cannot be saved. If you're baptized into any other church other than the church of Christ, you cannot be saved because there's only one church that God built. Remember, there's only one body. And that's Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. That one body is the church, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. That one body is the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For by one Holy Spirit are we all baptized into one body and have partaken of the one spiritual drink. That is, we took the water of life willingly. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that have labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for you'll find I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. That rest is salvation. It's peace. It's a good and a perfect relationship with God, a relationship in which we are now no longer sinners, but obedient servants, a relationship where we have the forgiveness of sin through repentance. See, once you become a member of the Lord's church, a saved soul, because we're still spiritually housed in this fleshly body with all of its corrupt and immoral fleshly desires, we often sin. We sin by mistake, but it's still sin. Okay, and we need to be forgiven of that sin in order to be saved for eternal life. God says all you got to do is stop, turn around, and change your spiritual direction. Turn away from sin, the devil, and condemnation, and turn back, and he will forgive. He will save. But you can't do that unless you're a member of the Church of Christ. You can't do that unless you have been baptized into the spiritual Church of Christ, the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27, the Bible says that we have been baptized into the Church of Christ. We are Christian servants, faithful servants of God. We are one body in Christ. One body is one church. The body and the church, in the spiritual teaching of the Bible, is the same entity. The family of God, the kingdom of Christ, the church of Christ, the household of Christ is all the same entity. It's that church that Jesus promised to build in Matthew 16 and 18. Upon the rock of truth, I will build my church. The foundation of truth, which is the word of God, I will build my church and nothing will stop me. Death won't stop me. Satan can't stop me. God's will be done. When we are baptized into Christ, we share and we agree to partake of his sufferings. Christ was crucified. He died. He was buried. And he rose the third day. When we obey the gospel, we die to the love and practice of sin. We are then buried in water baptism for the removal of our sins. And we are raised to begin a brand new spiritual life, a brand new eternal life. See, when we were born into this world from our mothers, we had no sin, and we had eternal life. But sin entered in, and we die spiritually. Jesus Christ's salvation makes us alive once again. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. We are made alive again. And as we live each day, we live in the Spirit. We live and we walk. That is, we carry ourselves according to obedience to Christ daily. we're not willing to deny our own fleshly desire and choose the spiritual will of God each day, we are not living righteous and sanctified lives. We are subject to sin once again. But when we live that kind of life, we become subject to the will of God, and we become blessed in the Spirit. Who wants to obey the gospel of Christ today? I'll tell you, you might be listening to this call, and I probably said some things that might wrinkle your collar a little bit, because I have denied and have condemned every other church. There were 600 named denominations of churches in America and in the world, and none of them belong to Christ. Your church might be one of them. But you need to give up your church and become a member of Christ's church so that you have eternal life and salvation through the power of God. Tonight you may have a question. You may want to question why we teach this doctrine. I'll tell you right now the reason we teach this doctrine, because it's the only doctrine that you can find written in the New Testament scriptures. That's where the doctrine of Christ is taught. That's where the doctrine of Christ is written. That's where the doctrine of Christ is by God. That's the gospel that true ministers of Christ preach and teach and live. That's the gospel you ought to live and teach and share with others, so that you might be a fruitful, a worthy, a prosperous servant. If God doesn't prosper by your spiritual service, then you got the wrong spirit. Your service is in vain, and God is displeased. We have to have the faith that God gives us by the scripture in order to be saved. We got to believe in Christ. When we are baptized, we repent, we believe in Christ, we are buried with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Know you not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ? For we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that just like Christ rose from the dead, we also rise from the dead to walk in a new and everlasting life. Read your Bible. Study the truth. Learn what the Bible says, and don't let anybody tell you stuff that God didn't say. Don't let anybody try to prove to you by their philosophy that you're obeying God when God didn't say what they're saying. Don't listen to false teachers. Listen to God. God will teach you. God will show you. God will share with you everything you need to know about grace and salvation, and how we ought to live each day. That's why we only offer you the Word of God. We only tell you the Word of God. We only prove to you the truth of God's will, because that's the only thing, that's the only way that one can be saved spiritually for eternal life. You find a group of obedient servants of Christ. You find a minister who will baptize you into Christ among that group. And you walk up and you let them know, I want to be baptized for the removal of my sins. I want to be a part of the spiritual family of Christ. I want to be saved. I want my soul to be saved. Yes, I want eternal life, salvation. The minister of Christ will baptize you. Christ will forgive you. Christ will cleanse your spiritual life. Christ will give you new life. He will raise you from the spiritual dead. Christ will save you. All you got to do is go to him in faith, believing and accepting his will. You can do that, ladies and gentlemen, because the Church of Christ is in every nation on the face of the planet Earth. There's certainly a Church of Christ assembly in your community, in your village, in your town, in your country, in your state, in your region. There's a Church of Christ assembly that meets regularly on the first day of the week and occasionally during the week for Bible study, and they do it faithfully. All you got to do is seek, ask around, and you will find. Knock, door will be opened to you. Ask, and you will receive. That's all. Jesus Christ is truth. God's word is truth. Jesus is the living word, the spiritually powerful, living word of God. The word of God is dynamic, serves and does and obeys God. It will save you from sin and disobedience if you will repent and turn to it and obey it. Pray God that someone tonight wants to obey God. You might have a question you want to ask Brother Williams. Yes, I'm Brother Leroy Williams. I'm a minister of Christ, minister of the Paradisian Church of Christ, a local assembly of the Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. I have as my helper tonight in this broadcast our program moderator, Brother Brian Brown. He's a member of the Church of Christ that assembles in Texas City, Texas, USA. And tonight we are sharing and declaring the gospel truth to all of you so that you might do the same thing in order to be saved. See, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17, by the hand of the Apostle Paul writing to the Church of Corinth, is pleading with every one of us to be united in faith and obedience, to be the same, to not have any distinctions between ourselves spiritually, but to be the same, obey the same rule, walk by the same commandments, believe the same things, even think the same way spiritually. Oh, yes. We got to see it the same way. There's only one way to see it. You want to find that way and obey it. Because unless we are the same, we are not gods. God is the Father. He is one Father. He is one God. He is one Savior. He is one Spirit. He is one. To be one in Christ. Perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same judgment, in the same spirit of faith. That's God's will. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. Christ is not divided. He is one Lord, one Savior. One God. He's not divided. He's not two gods or three gods. He's not five gods or ten gods. He's not 300 God. He's one God. He has one spiritual family. That's all he ever said. Because he only has one spiritual wife. That's all he ever has. That's why he is the example. Because he taught us to have one wife, men. He taught us to have one husband, women. He didn't tell us we could have two husbands or two wives or 12 wives or 120 wives or 1,000 wives. No, he tells us we could have seven husbands. One husband, one wife. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Let every man have his own wife, not wives, and every woman her own husband, not husband, just one. That's what God's will is. Are you living according to God's will today in marriage? If not, you need to obey God. Common law marriage is for animals. That's what we do with horses and cows in the animal kingdom. We put them, a male and a female together and breed babies to raise for cattle, to raise for food, culture. That's the animal kingdom marriage. That's not the marriage for intelligent man. There are no homosexual animals in the world. I've never seen a gay pig, a gay horse, a gay goat, a gay bird, and you haven't either. I never seen a gay tree. I never seen a gay fish. No such a thing. But in human intelligence, we claim that we have the right to be gay. And because we have that right, we think, we decide that same-sex marriage is okay. But it's okay with ignorant men, men who philosophize and who follow their own wisdom and philosophy, which they try to give homage to God, but they're only mocking God. They are destroying themselves because they're mocking God. And God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. The animal kingdom obeys God. Man who has intelligence to understand and reason is the only creature that God has made who disobeys God, who mocks God, who defies God's truth. Homosexual marriage is an abomination. It is a sin that destroys any hope of salvation for eternal life from God. You must repent of it if you want to be accepted with God. You must repent of being gay, homosexual, lesbian. You must repent of same-sex marriage. You must repent of common law marriage. You're not animals. Despite what men have taught, mankind did not evolve from a species of ape or monkey. That's not how man came into existence, and that's not how man became man. God created, and man became a living soul. We all receive God's spirit at birth, but we can deny it through disobedience and sin the longer we live in this world. Time to repent and obey God. Do it God's way. Do what God say, and receive what God promises. Eternal life, salvation. Now and in the end of time. God bless you. I hope that I have been able to encourage, influence, persuade someone who is not obedient to the written will of God that it's time to obey, and the time is today. Don't wait any longer. Seek the means to be saved in Christ. Seek out the disciples of God who call themselves Christians only. Obey the gospel of Christ only, saved by Christ, the only Savior. God bless you. This coming Thursday is a national holiday here in the United States of America. Families will be normally getting together and socializing, eating and drinking and having a good time, all under the inspiration of being thankful to God. And it's good for man to give thanks to God. That's a good thing. That's an important thing. As a matter of fact, it's a necessary thing because God deserves our devotion, our adoration, our obeisance, our obedient heart. He deserves that. I want you to know that we do this broadcast on Tuesday and Thursday each week. This Thursday, we will omit the broadcast. But next week, if the Lord willing, let us live Tuesday and Thursday, same time, same internet location, same radio number, radio broadcast number, same time. We will again bring you the Word of God, the will of God, the salvation of Christ. Hope you'll come back and be with us. Invite somebody to be on the call with you. Invite a friend, a loved one, someone you care about. You care about their soul salvation. Invite them to be on. Bring your questions. If you got a question, push number one on your telephone keypad while you're on the radio. You got to be on the radio call. Push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into this call, and you can ask your question live. You can ask Brother Williams live in 3D audience. Ask your question. We promise you that we will give you God's answer. If you ask a Bible question, you will get a Bible answer. And we're only interested in questions of moral turpitude, questions of eternal life salvation. This forum is not suited to deal with political and economic situations. That's not what we're here for. Okay? We're here for something greater. But allow to ask your question. And if your question is of a Bible nature, we will give you the Bible's answer. Pray that God bless each and every one of us until the next time. Next week, Tuesday, next week, and Thursday, next week. Be with us on this broadcast once again. Bring your questions. While I'm speaking, you push number one on your phone, and I will shut my mouth so that we might hear your question. And then I will open my mouth so that we might give you God's answer. That's all we ask you to do. I believe that's fair. It's certainly fair enough. May God keep us and bless us to live for the future, for eternal life in Christ, by obedience to his word. Have a good evening, a good day, good morning. And till we meet again on this broadcast. Bye-bye.